The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London, and this coronavirus stuff is on again. On my figures here, the total number of cases, it's a massive country, UK, 273. There were 64 new cases, but there are only two deaths, as I understand it. 18 have recovered, 253 are active. It's the statistics are out of all proportion, though, aren't they, to the way in which this matter is being addressed. Adam, good morning to you.
There is that. The only trouble is, I suppose, we look 1,000 miles over there and look at Italy, and they have seen 133 deaths in one day, a 57% jump. And we're not in the same ballpark yet, but let's hope we don't go to the same ballpark. But frankly, we've just seen for the third day in four the biggest daily rise in the number of coronavirus infections. The Health Secretary is talking about how the National Health Service will get everything it needs. It will be able to cope, etc., etc. The latest proposal is that people should be allowed to take a month off work if they need to, or if they just want to act as virus volunteers, delivering food or helping people in isolation, etc. But here's the thing that you guys have as well, I guess, which is that supermarket shelves and deliveries are devoid now of toilet rolls, hand sanitizer, children's medicine, dried pasta, long life milk, loads of stuff in tins. And now lots of supermarkets are placing restrictions on. Why are people so selfish that they have to go and stockpile 10 huge packs of toilet roll? For goodness sake, if we're all just normal, surely it'd be a better way to be.
Well, and the vulgarity of it, the behaviour is just unbelievable, isn't it?
It's a bit worrying. If we're studying human behaviour and the reaction to the coronavirus, so far we're not doing that well as a race.
No,
really, are we?
Are not. We are not, Adam. We are not. And you know, when you think, I know just in Australia, you know, we've had three deaths, 900 people died from flu last year, 1,100 are killed on the roads. What's this RAF story?
Yeah, it's one of those things where every now and again it just feels like Russia is probing and NATO responds and there's just this stuff going on, usually somewhere over the Arctic or the Baltics. In this particular instance, over the North Sea, not that far off the northwest coast of Scotland. So what we had was another brush with some Russian bombers. The Ministry of Defence doesn't say how many, but some Tupolev Bears came close to British airspace. Six RAF fighter jets went up, three pairs of quick reaction Typhoons. They were scrambled and they went off and they flew close enough to force the Russian bombers to alter their course, but no shots fired, no international treaties violated. But we're talking about some seriously weaponized aeroplanes that are coming into some kind of contact. And you know what? Just very briefly, it went a bit Battle of Britain, but thankfully it stopped before it got too serious.
Good on you, Adam. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London. I should say that there's a Daily Mail headline in England. So far in England, there have been two deaths. The Daily Mail headline today says UK death toll could reach 100,000.